Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and this is the sixth chapter of Amos. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless the service. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, we thank and praise Your wonderful holy name for hearing our prayers and answering them. Lord, open the windows to heaven and bless this tape. Pour out Your Spirit. Let the words and the meaning of the words sink deeply into our spiritual ears, into our spiritual being, and let us never forget it, and constantly remind ourselves of it so that we never forget it. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's begin now with the King James Version.
Chapter 6, verse 1, King James Version. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came. Commentary, verse 1. How terrible it will be for you who lounge in luxury, and think you are secure in Jerusalem and Samaria! You are famous and popular in Israel, you to whom the people go for help. King James Version, verse 2. Pass ye unto Calne, and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border?
The Lord is stating that I destroyed these cities of the Philistines and Gath and all them, and do you think that you're any better than them? In other words, it's a threat. But you didn't get that, did you? Okay, now read it.
Commentary, verse 2. Go over to Calne and see what happened there. Then go to the great city of Hamath, and on down to the Philistine city of Gath. You are no better than they were, and look at how they were destroyed. King James Version, verse 3. Ye that put far away the evil day, and cause the seat of violence to come near. Commentary, verse 3. You push away every thought of coming disaster, but your actions only bring the day of judgment closer. King James Version, verse 4. That lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall.
Eating the tender meat from little lambs and little calves, and drinking wine out of bowls, lounging on their beds of ivory. Sounds kind of homosexual to me, doesn't it, you?
Yes.
Okay, let me hear it.
Commentary, verse 4. How terrible it will be for you who sprawl on ivory beds, surrounded with luxury, eating the meat of tender lambs and choice calves. King James Version, verse 5. That chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music, like David. Commentary, verse 5. You sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and you fancy yourselves to be great musicians, as King David was. King James Version, verse 6. That drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Commentary, verse 6. You drink wine by the bowlful, and you perfume yourself with exotic fragrances, caring nothing at all that your nation is going to ruin. King James Version, verse 7. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. Commentary, verse 7. Therefore you will be first to be led away as captives. Suddenly all your revelry will end. King James Version, verse 8. The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord, the God of hosts. I abhor the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein.
So right there again, God says, I hate. Amen?
Amen.
So let's remember that if you're going to believe one scripture that God loves, those that keep his commandments, that fear him. Also remember that God hates those that don't fear him and keep his commandments. Now, you know, you can't just believe part of the Bible and get into heaven. You must receive every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then.
Commentary, verse 8. The sovereign Lord hath sworn by his own name, and this is what he, the Lord God Almighty, says. Quote, I despise the pride and false glory of Israel, and I hate their beautiful homes. I will give this city and everything in it to their enemies. End quote.
That's something. You know, the Lord will give all that you have over to your enemies. Everything. You've got little treasures hid away someplace. All of it will go to your enemies, to God's enemies. That is, if you don't fear him, keep his commandments, and pray to him, and tell him to ask him if he'll make the enemy go away. But if you don't ask him when there's problems, trouble, then that shows you don't have any confidence, any faith in him to be able to do the things that you know you want to be done. Okay, but these people have already sinned so much that their sins have stacked up from here to heaven, and they sinned over and over again, and he's tired of it. He's not going to forget it. He's going to remember it, and he's going to do these things now, whether they like it or not. And he's going to do the same thing to the entire world real soon to those that don't keep his commandments. Even worse, it's the book of Revelation shows greater plagues than have ever hit this world, this earth. Great, much greater. And yet people just keep going on, caring not that they and the rest of the earth is going to be destroyed. I wouldn't call you a good person that doesn't care at all about what's going to happen to you, your friends, relatives, and the people of the world. You don't want to warn them of the wrath and the judgment that is to come. Okay, let's go.
King James Version, verse 9. And it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. Commentary, verse 9. If there are 10 men left in one house, they will all die. King James Version, verse 10.
There'll be none left. None left. Say, well, how will that happen? Well, the Lord will cause an enemy, like a terrorist. He says, I'll do it. I'll cause an enemy to come in on you. I'll cause a terrorist to come in on you because of your evil sins. Even people that are subversive to the government, people that are government agents, are subverting this nation. And they're an enemy, and God is allowing them to do it. Maybe it's because people are not praying, oh God, destroy them in the name of Jesus before they destroy us. Or Lord, we keep your commandments, keep us safe from them. We don't just think about singing and dancing and all kinds of foolishness, but we are concerned about the condition of this country and the world and the human souls that are in it. Then what?
King James Version, verse 10. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him, to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, No. Then shall he say, Hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord.
Okay, do you know what any of that is saying?
No.
Well, when a man is in charge of the house, the one that takes care of dead people when they die, that takes care of their burning, well, go ahead. You say it in the
Commentary, verse 10. And when a close relative, one who is responsible for burning the dead, goes into the house to carry away a dead body, he will ask the last survivor, quote, "Is there anyone else with you?" And the person will answer, "No." Then he will say, "Hush, don't even whisper the name of the Lord. He might hear you!" Exclamation mark, end quote.
Right, because that person, you know why they say that? It's because the Lord might think that you're praying in the name of the Lord, and that the prayer of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. He might even cause more wrath to fall upon the house. So, hush, shut up, and don't even mention the name of the Lord, because he might hear you. Okay? Do you understand now?
Yes.
Good. And then what?
King James Version, verse 11. For behold, the Lord commandeth, and he will smite the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. Commentary, verse 11. When the Lord gives the command, homes, both great and small, will be smashed to pieces.
And God does give such commands as that. You see earthquakes all over. And again, I want to say, because they keep saying it so many times, it's not Mother Nature. It says when God gives the command, he's the one that planned it. Amen?
Amen.
Don't blame it on Elvis, and don't blame it on Mother Nature. There's no such... Elvis is gone now, and he's out of the world. Not just out of the building. And there's no such thing as Mother Nature. It could have been your mother, but it's not Mother Nature. It's not your mother either. It is God, he said. I do it. He brags about it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 12. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock.
I used to ride horses all the time, and you just cannot run them on top of rocks. It will hurt their hooves, or they'll break their legs, or something. You can't plow rocks, amen, and plant in them. It's ridiculous to even think so. It's a stupid thing to say that you could. Or to ask such a question. Well, the Lord asked that question for a purpose. He says, it's just as stupid to say such a thing as that as it is for you to be doing the things you're doing. All right, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 12. Can horses gallop over rocks? Can oxen be used to plow rocks? Stupid even to ask. But that's how stupid you are when you turn justice into poison and make bitter the sweet fruit of righteousness.
Then what?
King James Version, verse 13. Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? Commentary, verse 13. And just as stupid is this bragging about your conquest of Lodabar. You boast, didn't we take Carnaim by our own strength and power?
Yeah, and a lot of people think, when, like, if the Lord is sending in a lot of money, and somebody in the church, or several of them in the church, start thinking that they're bringing in finances. That's the same as saying, didn't we do this, or didn't we do that, when it was the Lord all the time. And the Lord will jerk the finances right away. You're getting puffed up, or God did it because I'm great, or something like that. No, the Lord might give something to the church for being, or someone being obedient in the church, but it's not because they got the finances. The Lord knows how to bless in a lot of different ways. But that's the same thing as if somebody got healed in the church, as they said, didn't I get healing because I'm so good, or whatever. The Lord heals, and the Lord sends in the finances, and if people get too haughty, and they start breaking the commandments in the church when God starts blessing them, or they start usurping authority like Sanford did, and he went and ordered another trailer load of paper without even asking me, Well, then maybe the Lord will pull the finances away. Or if after I told Tommy to don't deal with the type of people he was dealing with because they were publishing all sorts of things that were wrong, and he just kept doing it, well, then we have to suffer the consequences. One sinner doth much harm, much destruction. A disobedient person is the same as a witch, according to Scripture. Especially after you tell them, don't do it because this is what will happen. And then they do it, and it does happen. Because if the Lord didn't do that, their souls and many other souls of the church might be destroyed. Because they'd think they could get by with that. And the Lord can't let you get by with it. Because he wouldn't be the Lord if he would. Now, you may run on for a long time, but you better watch out because God Almighty is going to cut you down. Okay, then what?
Read that again. Okay. King James Version, verse 13. Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, which...
It wasn't anything that you did. It wasn't nothing that you did. Then what?
Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength?
Have we not taken over cities by our own strength and towns? And have we not brought in finances ourselves? When some of these people are no more than just amateurs and disobedient to the Lord. It's the same thing as to say, have we not... Lord, Lord, have we not done mighty works in thy name? That's the problem, is they did it. They did it, instead of letting the Lord do it. Amen?
Amen.
And he says, depart from me, you wicked. All right, then what else?
Then the commentary on verse 13. And just as stupid is this bragging about your conquest of Lodabar, you boast, didn't we take Carnaim by our own strength and power? King James Version, verse 14. But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith the Lord, the God of hosts. And they shall afflict you from the entering in of Hamath.
See, God will raise up a nation. God will do it. Not the devil. The Lord doesn't want the devil to get the credit for punishing you for doing evil. The devil won't punish you for doing evil. You're punishing yourself when you do evil, but you're doing exactly what the devil wants you to do, Satan wants you to do. You'll be punished for eternity, but God will bring in an enemy to crush you, to destroy you. Then what?
Behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith the Lord, the God of hosts, and they shall afflict you from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of the wilderness. Commentary verse 14, quote, O people of Israel, I am about to bring an enemy nation against you, end quote, says the Lord God Almighty. Quote, it will oppress you bitterly throughout your land, from Lebo Hamath in the north to the Arabah Valley in the south.
Right now the Lord told Abraham that he was going to have a child, that the child would be through Sarah. And they disbelieved the Lord, so they thought that maybe they could have a child through the maid, okay, Sarah's maid. And so Abraham went into her, Hagar, and they had this child, Ishmael. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord says that Ishmael, the Arab nation, is going to be a thorn in your side forever. And you can look over there down through the years, and that's exactly what they are. They're over there killing or trying to kill the Jews. And it's just evident that the things that the Lord says is true. Amen?
Amen.
The things he says are true. And so you better listen to the Lord, what he says. The Palestinians are over there, and Arabia, and all of them are like compassed round and about Israel. And they are definite thorns in their side. And the land belongs to Israel. It never belonged to the Arab nations. They have their own nations. But because of their rejection of the Lord, a rejection of God's word, trust me, Sarah's going to have a child. What are you not trusting the Lord for? What are you not doing? Why don't you examine yourself and see if there's any reason for the maybe a possible calamity that you have in your family or in yourself? Check it out. It's important to know so that you can correct yourself so that God will start blessing your life. This is Tony Alamo, and that was chapter 6 of Amos. Tomorrow we're doing chapter 7, the Lord willing. May God bless you till then. Amen.